Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8 o'clock, pretty rough morning commute in some spots. I'm going to show you the two biggest delays we're following right now.
Also breaking news this morning, one person is dead after a car crash in Granville County. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on the scene as that road shut down for hours.
And a developing story we're following out of Camp Lejeune. One Marine is dead on base and another is in custody. What we know about this homicide investigation.
And two systems that I'm tracking, one coastal low will bring some showers to our eastern counties this evening, and the cold front brings everybody rain, at least on and off, on Friday. I'll show you the timeline for both.
It's Hunger Relief Day at the North Carolina State Fair. I'll show you how you can help others while also having fun here.
Another day at the fair, and it's going to be a day for a really good cause. We'll talk about that coming up. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, and really good weather also out there at the fair today. Another one. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We're going to get kind of wedged in between this on Friday, though.
We are. So here's what's going to happen at first. We have a coastal low. Yesterday, it looked like it would stay offshore enough that it would just affect the coast. But now it looks like it's going to move inland far enough to affect our eastern counties along and east of I-95. We'll walk through that. Plus, of course, our front that we've been watching all week swings through tomorrow. We'll walk through the timeline for that, too. It's a beautiful start this morning that we take a live look at the State Fair. 48 degrees. We're looking past the Dorton Arena down toward the Kitty Midway. Clear this morning, but we'll start to see the clouds rolling in mid to late afternoon. We'll begin to see some showers around Clinton and Goldsboro during the evening commute, and then during, say, dinner hour up until midnight from Goldsboro to Rocky Mount, Wilson, and Roanoke Rapids. But again, it's likely to be along and east of I-95. So for the for fairgoers, it should stay dry today. Partly cloudy Friday morning, and then we begin to see the rain between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It looks like it's going to come through in waves. So this first wave late afternoon through the evening commute could produce some brief heavy rain and a few isolated storms. There may be a break around dinner time and then another late evening round of some showers that rolls through. Our rain chances today, again, slim, about 20% along and east of I-95. And it's a cool start this morning, too. Look at that, 39 in Roxboro, 46 Fayetteville, 42 in Goldsboro, even with the sun up. We're a little bit slow to warm, but it's still going to be a pleasant afternoon with high temperatures in the low 70s. Coming up, we're going to talk about how much rain we may see with Friday's front. Brian?
802 right now. Breaking news on the southbound side of I-87 coming through Knightdale back toward Raleigh. Had two earlier crashes that have led to some pretty big delays out there as we take a look at that live camera at the Neuse River Bridge. What's left over of one of those crashes is still on the right shoulder, and it looks like the crash that was just over the bridge on 87 southbound has cleared at this point. We're still seeing about an 8-minute delay overall on that southbound side. As we take a look at the map here with the sensor readings, the delays begin just as you head to the Smithfield Road interchange, and it's easing up a little bit heading toward 540, but then it slows down again toward Hodge Road. Overall, the trend has been improving out there. Don't consider using 64 Business as an alternate route. It's better to stay with 87 southbound if you're heading out toward the 440 interchange. I'm watching some heavy delays on 40 eastbound in Hillsboro with a crash reported right around the New Hope Church Road interchange. It looks like if you can pick up 40 eastbound from New Hope Church Road, you're in good shape, but getting there from I-40 85 split is going to be a little tough this morning. A 42-minute delay showing up overall right now. If you're trying to get from Hillsboro to Chapel Hill, don't use 40 eastbound. Use
Welcome back on your Friday Eve. You are looking live at a beautiful sunny Clinton. You're watching WRAL News, available on Spectrum and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. Beautiful sunny start. It is a little chilly this morning, but things are going to warm up nicely. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by. It is sunny everywhere you look.
It looks beautiful, doesn't it? We take a look at Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, there in Fayetteville is our newsroom on Hay Street. Next 3 days at the fair, two look good, one We'll talk about Friday. 72 today. Now, we will see a few isolated showers in our far eastern counties, but that shouldn't push far enough west to affect folks at the fair. Friday, we're going to see a cold front that sweeps through in the afternoon and evening. It's going to start to bring some rain mid-afternoon, all the way potentially until midnight, but not continuously. We're going to have a few waves of showers and storms that come through. So we're going to walk through that coming up. Saturday and Sunday, both looking pretty. 70 on Saturday under mostly sunny skies. Right here, where you can see the little bit of rain offshore, that That's what's going to push through our eastern counties late today. And then here's the big old front that we've been following for the last several days. It's going to roll through for Friday. We do see increasing clouds this afternoon across most of the viewing area. At 5 o'clock, a few showers from Clinton to Goldsboro, and then from Wilson all the way up through Roanoke Rapids between 9 and midnight or so. Again, all that stays east of I-95. Partly cloudy Friday morning, and then around 2 or 3 in the afternoon, we start to see this wave of rain moving through. You can see at 5 o'clock, it's along the I-95 corridor with a little bit of a break. So it's not going to rain all solid from midday on Friday all the way into the evening, but we will have some waves of rain. Some isolated thunderstorms possible, too. You can see another wave that comes through around 10 or 11 o'clock, and then after that, we're done, and it looks dry for Saturday and Sunday. So 60% chance during the day Friday, still holding at 50 overnight, but after midnight, that clears on out. How much rain on Friday? Likely to be somewhere between a quarter and a half an inch. As we take a look at the American and the European model, they're in pretty good agreement about that. Saturday, looking fantastic. Head to the fair, college football, it all looks good. Virginia plays at Carolina at 6:30. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s, nice and clear. Mostly sunny when Johnson C. Smith plays at Fayetteville State, 72. Looking absolutely beautiful. So gorgeous weather ahead for the weekend. Tracking the tropics, we finally had this system become a tropical storm yesterday. It's moving west at 16, winds at 60 miles per hour. It has gained some strength in the 8 o'clock advisory. It is likely to become a hurricane. It'll slide past the Leeward Islands over the weekend as a tropical storm, then becoming a hurricane. But right now, it still looks like it's going to stay out in the middle of the Atlantic and not affect land. We have a beautiful weekend in our forecast, 70 Saturday, 68 Sunday, lots of sunshine. Sunshine into next week, but turning a little bit cooler, especially on Tuesday morning. Our morning low could be at 40. That means our northern counties could be in the 30s. Maybe a good chance for frost, Brian.
All right, 8:15 right now, Elizabeth. Big problems over in Orange County where we have some slowdowns in two spots along 40 eastbound. Looks like there might be a crash out there on 40 eastbound just as you head through the Eflin community, just before you get to that 70 connector heading away from Mebane and Eflin back toward Hillsboro. Right now we're measuring a 45-minute delay on 40 eastbound. Use Highway 70 as a good alternate route. And then if you're heading from Hillsboro down toward Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound, there's a crash just before you get to the New Hope Church Road exit, and right now we're measuring a 33-minute delay from 85 down to 15501. If you're trying to get from Hillsboro to Chapel Hill this morning, avoid 40 eastbound. Use NC 86 as a better alternate route. Still tracking some lingering delays on 87 southbound through Knightdale. Had a couple of minor crashes around the new Neuse River Bridge a little while ago. You can see the traffic is still busy through there, but it's looking a lot better. Now measuring just a 3-minute slowdown overall from 64 Business out toward 440. Couple other trouble spots that we're following right now. A report of a crash on the east side of Central Raleigh at Raleigh Boulevard at Milburney Road. Apparently some lanes are blocked out there as they work to get that one cleared. And on the north side of Fuquay Varina, not too far from Garner, a crash at 1010 Road at Fayetteville Road. As far as we can tell, this is a minor crash. Still, we're seeing some backups on 1010 Road approaching 401.
All right. Thank you, Brian. As tensions rise about America's relationship with Israel, Palestinians and their supporters spoke out about the position on the war on NC State's campus. Dozens of people showed up last night to the pro-Palestinian vigil, and people held up signs and candles. WRL spoke with students who say they want to see the U.S. stop funding Israel's military effort due to what's being inflicted on Palestinians.
The U.S. needs to defund the IDF. This is literally an ethnic cleansing and a genocide, and to call it anything else would be doing an injustice to all the Palestinians in Gaza who have lost their lives.
While in Tel Aviv, President Biden stressed his support for Israel in the war. He also announced the U.S. will send $100 million in humanitarian aid to both the Gaza Strip and the West Bank.
State lawmakers will take up new election maps today that could help decide control of the U.S. Congress and North Carolina General Assembly for much of the next decade. The legislature's Republican majority meets today to discuss proposed U.S. House districts that would flip as many as 4 congressional seats from Democrats to Republicans. Proposed General Assembly maps could also protect Republican majorities. The maps were drawn in secret by members of the Republican majority. They drew sharp criticism from the left after they were unveiled yesterday. Votes to approve those maps are expected next week. For a look at the proposed districts, you can go to nccapitol.com.
The Raleigh Police Department is hoping to fill dozens of positions as they continue to deal with a staffing shortage. And this all comes as new data shows violent crime is down, but property crime is up. Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson says over the past 3 months, police were able to get 394 illegally owned guns off the streets. And of those, 85 were confiscated in Glenwood South. Police say a lot of those guns were stolen out of cars. The latest data comes as the city works to reduce crime in the downtown business core, a focus area for the police department.
We have increased the number of officers in our transit unit, and we have also made investments in more cameras for increased eyes and ears in that area.
A private security company may be on its way to Glenwood South. Raleigh is in the process of hiring one to assist officers as the department continues to test ways to curb crime in the social district. And this morning, we're working to get more information from police about a shooting in Wake Forest. This was the scene last night on North Allen Road. Investigators tell us one person was hurt and taken to the hospital. As of right now, they have not released any information on a suspect or said what led to the shooting.
Almost 20 years a mystery and now finally solved. We know what happened to Natalie Holloway. She was 18 years old at the time, from Alabama, disappeared in 2005 on a class trip to Aruba. The man long suspected of killing her, Joran Vandersloot, confessed to that crime. According to a transcript of a plea deal, Vandersloot says he killed Natalie with a cinder block after she rejected his sexual advances on a beach in Aruba and then pushed her body out to sea. Natalie's mother, Beth Holloway, told NBC News at least now she knows what happened to her daughter.
I think the not knowing is worse. You know, the knowing is shocking. You brace yourself, you take the hit. But the not knowing is the never-ending nightmare, and that's worse.
And that's the boat that you were in.
Yeah.
For almost 20 years of your life.
Yeah.
Beth Holloway says Vandersloot's confession brought her family's long ordeal to an end.
Governor Roy Cooper visited a global energy company in the Triangle to see new innovations that could cut emissions and boost the state's economy. Schneider Electric has a hub in Morrisville where Governor Cooper met with engineers and other local leaders. The company employs more than 1,500 people statewide and is developing technology to make the energy grid more efficient as more electric vehicles hit the roads. Cooper says the company's technology to decarbonize buildings could help the state catch up.
It is very short-sighted to not require more energy efficiency and safety for our buildings into the future.
North Carolina's energy efficiency codes are already more than a decade out of date. For comparison, most neighboring states update building codes every 3 years.
Playoff soccer returns to the Triangle this Sunday when North Carolina Courage hosts Gotham FC at Wake Med Soccer Park. It's the club's first home playoff match since 2019. And since that time, the team has weathered turmoil on and off the pitch. But after winning the Challenge Cup last month, Courage had its first regular season sellout in their home finale October 9th. So they're hoping for more of the same Sunday.
You know, obviously, we want this place packed out. That's the club's job to make sure they try and get this place packed out. It's a home game. You don't get those very often. But the players deserve to be here based on their performances all year.
We're really excited to be at home playing in front of our fans. You could see the crowd that came out last week. So hopefully we'll have that crowd again. And for them to get behind us and just push us on, it's a great feeling.
That is our new standard, is packing the stadium every single game. So, yeah, I do think that the community has really come back to embrace the club. And they love coming out here. It's a great experience. The players are just incredible on the field, off the field.
So pack it out. It should be great. The Courage and Gotham FC kick off 7 p.m. Sunday at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary. For tickets, you can go to nccourage.com/playoffs.
And Charlotte FC is preparing to close out their season against Inter Miami FC and soccer superstar Lionel Messi. Inter Miami played in Charlotte last night, the first of two games scheduled for this week. Messi was in Lima helping his national team win over Peru Tuesday, but said in an interview with ESPN he'll play in the match on Saturday against Charlotte. Charlotte FC is hoping to make their first playoff appearance in its second season. The game starts at 6 o'clock.
8:23 right now. Coming up, today is likely to be a very busy day at the State Fair. How you can save money on admission and help families in need all at once.
And scary moments in a North Carolina basketball gym when a high schooler went into cardiac arrest. How two teens jumped into action to save his life.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Thursday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey, dealing with some backups on the roads this morning. Brian Schrader brings us up to speed, Brian.
Some big delays in Orange County right now on 40 eastbound. We have a report of a crash right around Buckhorn Road, which is in the Efland area. Apparently two right lanes are blocked, and those delays on 40 eastbound begin all the way back at the Orange-Alamance County line in the Mebane area, all the way out toward that 70 connector. Some good news, though, an earlier crash on 40 eastbound around New Hope Church Road in South Hillsboro has cleared and traffic's flowing freely. But take a look at that big backup from Mebane out to 85 in Hillsboro. You're talking about a backup of almost an hour. Use 70 as a good alternate route.
Oh, that's a mess, Brian. Weather definitely not messy. We take a live look at Sanford. Blue skies here, and we're seeing that across the viewing area. Temperatures are on the cool side, though. 45 in Lewisburg and Tarboro. It's 45 in Irwin and in Goldsboro. So you want to grab the jackets. It's going to be a lovely afternoon, though. We're going to see partly cloudy skies and highs in the low 70s at the fair. Now, in our eastern counties, we're going to see a coastal low pushing some cloud cover. And from the evening commute on toward midnight, we're going to see a few isolated showers. But again, that will all be east of I-95. The rest of the viewing area will stay dry.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. A Marine was killed at Camp Lejeune around midnight. Authorities confirmed they're investigating a homicide that happened last night. They say another Marine was taken into custody around 10 p.m. for suspected involvement. The incident happened in a barracks room on base. Next on Fox 50, Elizabeth will give us a timeline for possible showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. And then next on Today, the big debate over the Eras Tour movie etiquette.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8:30. We're tracking some major delays in Orange County. I'll show you how big the backups are and the alternate route that'll save you a lot of time.
Also breaking news we're following this morning, a deadly crash in Granville County. Closed that highway for hours. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on the scene as troopers investigated.
And we're starting off quiet, but we have a coastal low that's going to bring some showers to some of our eastern counties late today. And then tomorrow, our cold front moves through, bringing a better chance for rain for the viewing area. I'll walk you through the timeline for both.
Polls are now open for early voting. Coming up, what you need to know about the new photo ID requirement before heading out to the polls.
It's Hunger Relief Day at the North Carolina State Fair. I'll show you how you can help others while also having fun here.
Oh, it's a good time on the way. 8:31 is the time right now. Thanks for making us part of your routine here on our Thursday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Another day at the fair, another nice day at the fair. We've been lucking out this week with the weather. I mean, we've all been out there saying hi to you guys, and it's been such a good time. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner was out there. Elizabeth, I mean, this is the kind of weather you want for the fair.
Absolutely. A beautiful day yesterday. We've had such pretty weather. The only rain we've seen was the first Saturday, and that was just the first half of the day. This rain is not going to affect the fair, but we do have this low that's developing along the coast. Last night and this morning, the new runs of the computer models have shown a little bit of that rain in our eastern counties for this evening. Of course, we've been tracking this front all week long. That's likely to swing through and bring us a better chance of rain across the whole viewing area for Friday afternoon and evening. It's a pretty start at the fair this morning. We're taking a look from Dorton Arena down toward the kiddie rides. 48 degrees is our current temperature. We're going to put this into motion. You can see some increase in our clouds this afternoon. By the time we hit 3 o'clock, we may end up with a few isolated showers around Clinton and Goldsboro. At 5 o'clock, that continues to stream northward. This is a brand new run of the computer models, running a little faster here, so it looks like it's out of the viewing area by about 9 p.m. It does not look like it affects anybody west of I-95, so that's most of us. Partly cloudy skies for tomorrow morning. This is a little faster arrival of the rain on Friday, and starting to see some of that around lunchtime moving into the viewing area. This line of rain, some of this, you're going to have some pockets of heavier rain and maybe even an isolated thunderstorm. This is 3 o'clock, so that's running about an hour or two earlier than our previous run of this model. That moves on by, and there could be one more band that comes through during the evening. So it's not going to rain all Friday afternoon, but we'll have a few waves coming through, some thunderstorms. None of those are likely to be severe. This is a look at today. Again, in our eastern counties, we have a small chance of showers starting late afternoon, continuing into the evening. Temperatures are gradually starting to warm up, but we're still pretty cool, mainly in the mid to upper 40s right now. We'll see temperatures climbing into the low 70s for highs later on this afternoon. We have a new tropical storm out there that we're going to take a closer look at coming up in just a little bit. Brian?
Elizabeth, here at 8:33, we've been watching some big delays in Orange County with a crash blocking two right lanes of 40 eastbound just before you get to the Buckhorn Road. That's in the Eflin area. And as we take a look at the still image from that camera, you can see where they have those right lanes blocked. Big backups as you head in from the Mebane area back toward Hillsboro on 40 eastbound or 85 northbound. A 44-minute delay showing up right now. Best alternate route to avoid all of this, leaving Mebane, heading toward Eflin and Hillsboro, is going to be using Highway 70. That's going to save you at least 30 minutes this morning, so you need to consider using that right now. Sensors are looking fine on that eastbound trip on 70. We'll let you know when that gets cleared up there on 40 eastbound. Elsewhere around the Triangle, our major routes are in fairly good shape. We are picking up some delays on 440 westbound, beginning around 87 out toward the Six Forks Road area, and then it slows down again as you approach Wade Avenue this morning. A little bit of a backup also starting to form there on 87 southbound from the New Hope Road interchange back toward 440. New information about this crash we've been following at Raleigh Boulevard at Milburney Road. We're told this does involve a motorcycle. Looks like traffic's flowing fairly well through that area right now, but we'll keep our eyes on it.
Brian, thanks for that. We have breaking news we're following. One person is dead after a deadly crash on I-85 in Granville County. It happened around 2 this morning. This is video from the WRL breaking news tracker as state troopers investigated that scene. All lanes were shut down near US 15 in Oxford. We know at least 3 vehicles were involved. We're working to learn the name of the person who was killed and if anyone else was injured.
Also breaking overnight, around midnight, authorities confirmed a Marine was killed at Camp Lejeune. Officials say another Marine was taken into custody around 10 p.m. for suspected involvement in that death. The incident happened in a barracks room on base earlier in the evening. We're working to find out the names of the Marines involved and what happened.
Police in Durham are working to figure out the motive behind a shooting that killed a man. A person is in custody for this. It happened just after 9 last night on East Main Street. When officers got there, they found a man who had been shot. He was pronounced dead at that scene. Police do not think this shooting was random. Anyone with information is asked to call the Durham Police Department or Crime Stoppers.
Polls across North Carolina will open today as early voting for the November election kicks off. And WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now to explain the new requirements for in-person voting. And Kelsey, the location where you are, that's officially open.
Michelle, good morning. Yes, showing your photo ID is going to be the new requirement this year, and the polls are officially open here at the Wake County Board of Elections. So you can see that there's a couple people right there on your screen right now trying to get everything started. We see some folks in the parking lot that are showing up to cast their ballots. But here's what you need to know about bringing your photo ID to vote. Some options may be your driver's license, passport, or university ID. If you don't have a photo ID, you can vote a provisional ballot and fill out an ID exception form. The rollout of the new requirement is going smoothly so far. September and October marked the first round of elections since the new law went into effect. The state's elections director says the elections board scrambled to make sure voters and poll workers were up to speed. They expect that this November election will go smoothly too. But they say next year's presidential elections will be the real test. Early voting ends on November 4th, and Election Day will be Tuesday, November 7th. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Tonight, President Biden will make a primetime Oval Office address following his trip to Israel. Biden touched down back in Washington, D.C. just before 1 this morning. He is expected to make a direct appeal to the American people later today to continue funding the wars happening abroad. That'll be the primetime Oval Office address you can watch tonight at 8 on WRAL. This comes after the White House requested more than $100 billion from Congress. That money would go towards aid and resources to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the U.S. border with Mexico.
And during his visit to Israel, Biden said the U.S. will provide $100 million in humanitarian assistance for Palestinians affected by conflict in Gaza and the West Bank. This is a live look at Gaza right now. This morning, the
It is 8:43, and we do have a disturbance that's developing off the coast. That's going to swing some showers into our area just east of I-95 through this afternoon. And then, of course, we're following this front. We've been tracking that one for the last several days. It will swing through on Friday, bringing us a chance of some widespread showers and thunderstorms, but it's not going to be an all-day rain. So let's walk through. First, what will happen this afternoon? The new run of the computer model is a little bit faster, both with our afternoon system today and with our system tomorrow. So at 5 o'clock, we're looking at some showers around Clinton up toward Goldsboro and then swinging on through and out of the viewing area by around 9 p.m. This is going to be just a little bit of light rain along and east of I-95. It's not likely to affect the remainder of the viewing area. We'll turn partly cloudy from the Triangle area westward as the system slides by. We'll wake up to partly cloudy skies tomorrow morning, but this next, the latest run of the computer model is faster with the arrival of our rain, more like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon around the Triangle. It's moving east toward the I-95 corridor by about 5 o'clock. We're likely to have some pockets of heavy rain and a few isolated storms, but severe storms are not likely. Then we may get a break during the evening, and then late in the evening, a chance of another round of rain coming through. So it's not going to rain all day Friday. We're going to see a round of rain mid to late afternoon, and then maybe another one during the evening hours. So the one during the afternoon is probably going to be the one that has the biggest impact on folks headed to the state fair and possibly some of those football games. It looks like maybe the football Friday games won't be as wet if that latest run holds and we don't see another change in the timeline. State Fair forecast for today, partly cloudy, highs in the low 70s, should be beautiful out there. Football Friday, we definitely have a good chance for rain. It's likely to be on and off. Our best chance will actually be at the beginning of the game, and then that should taper off just to a few isolated showers around 10 or 11 o'clock. Durham, looking beautiful with lots of sunshine right now. Our current temperature is 48 degrees, but we're quickly going to climb to around 72 this afternoon. Around town, we're looking at Durham at around 70, 72 in Raleigh, 74 degrees in Fayetteville. Our normal temperatures are in the low 70s. We will see our temperatures dropping off a little bit over the weekend, but Friday will be the most unsettled weather, and we're looking nice and dry for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. 60% chance of rain on Friday with that system coming through. Checking out our 7-day forecast. Again, a beautiful weekend. We have some cooler weather on the way for the beginning of next week, especially our morning lows. 40 degrees possible on Tuesday. It could be one of the first days that we see some more widespread frost, Brian.
It is now 8:46. I want to update you about this crash that we are following in Orange County, where we have two right lanes blocked on 40 eastbound right around the Buckhorn Road interchange. And actually, with this latest update from the camera, it looks like they may have reopened all of those lanes. Everything's over on the right shoulder now. So a reminder about North Carolina's move over law. You do need to move over at least one lane to give them some room to work. We are seeing some improvement on the sensor readings. About a 21-minute delay showing up now from the Mebane area out toward Hillsboro. You can see heavy delays from inside Alamance County on 40 eastbound all the way out to just before Eflin. You might consider using 70 as an alternate route right now to avoid those backups, but at the rate that this is clearing, it might be better to stick with 40 eastbound heading back toward Hillsboro. As soon as you get out to that 70 connector heading toward Hillsboro, traffic's flowing freely. So if you can just pick it up from the Eflin area, you should be in pretty good shape. Still watching some delays on 440 westbound this morning from 87 around to Wade Avenue. On the south side of Raleigh, a little bit of brake tapping on 40 westbound as you approach the Hammond Road interchange as well.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, telecom giant Nokia cutting about 14,000 employees from its workforce. You can see the headline here on WREL TechWire. The company is calling this a cost-cutting move because of a recent downturn in the tech industry. No word yet on what Nokia plans to do about the closing of any operations around the country or where those layoffs will happen. Of course, Nokia has an office here in Raleigh. You can read the complete story on WREL TechWire.
All right. Thank you, Ken. The Raleigh Police Department is hoping to fill dozens of positions as they continue to deal with a staffing shortage. And this all comes as new data shows violent crime is down, but property crime is up. Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson says car theft is way up. There were 500 vehicles stolen this past quarter, and that's compared to 343 the same time last year. Many of the models targeted were Hyundais and Kias.
Police districts have steering locks that you could get for free. You could just visit one of our district stations and we will provide one for you.
A private security company may be on its way to Glenwood South. Raleigh is in the process of hiring one to assist officers as the department continues to test ways to curb crime in the social district.
October's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. In North Carolina, 35% of women, 30% of men experienced domestic violence and stalking in their lifetime. That's according to the North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Today, the Holly Springs Police Department is holding its second annual candlelight vigil to honor victims and survivors of domestic violence. It's happening from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Holly Springs Law Enforcement Center. People who attend will have the opportunity to share the name of someone who they would like to be honored during the vigil.
There's another candidate in the race for North Carolina's governor. A lawyer from Salisbury announced that he's running for the office. He's running for office, increasing the Republican field to six. Bill Graham promised to invest at least $5 million of his own money in the race, giving him an advantage in what promises to be an expensive race. The veteran trial lawyer ran for governor back in 2008, finishing third in the Republican primary, eventually won by Pat McCrory. The North Carolina primaries are in March.
We have an update this morning on the capture of the inmate who escaped custody at Wake Med. That man appeared in court for the first time. 23-year-old Zaire McLean appeared by video conference. The judge set a bond for the misdemeanor charges, but McLean still has no bond for the felony. McLean asked the judge to consider giving him bond, saying he's not a threat and he was at the hospital Tuesday night because he cut himself.
The city of Raleigh wants your input today. Officials want to know how they should spend the new budget. You can drop in on a listening session. You'll be able to give your input and learn more about plans for the funds. It includes transportation, housing, parks, and the environment. If you're interested, you're encouraged to stop by Glen Eden Park Community Center this evening between 6 and 7:30. Lee County High School is adjusting its sports schedule after inspectors found cracks in the concrete at its football stadium. The bleachers on both sides of the field are closed until further notice. Last night's soccer games against Southern Lee High School were still played at home. However, fans were not allowed to sit in the stands. Tomorrow's varsity football game against Scotland will be played at Southern Lee High School. Next Thursday's JV football game will be played there as well. A structural engineer will determine what's next for the stadium.
2 months after deadly wildfires swept across parts of Maui, and now people there are confronting their concerns over toxic ash. Recent tests reveal that ash from the Kula fires contains higher than expected levels of arsenic and other dangerous metals. Three schools in Lahaina opened this week, but the test results are shaking confidence that the children are safe. Superintendent, though, is offering reassurances. Some people still say they're not sending their children back to school.
Just in time for Halloween, Chipotle is bringing back its annual burrito promotion. Anyone who showed up to a Chipotle restaurant wearing any sort of costume got a discounted entree. And this year, the chain is offering the deal online. All you have to do is use the promo code BURRITO between 3 p.m. and closing to score a $6 entree.
The Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert film is having people question film etiquette now. It's a growing debate around how to enjoy the movie. After opening weekend, we know it's not a quiet, you know, cell phone silence type of theater experience. Most Swifties have been up, singing, dancing, snapping photos of their friends. Today Show spoke with an etiquette expert about all this.
If you are singing so loudly that the people around you can't actually hear Taylor singing, this is a problem.
AMC Theaters released a guide of its own ahead of the release, and they encourage singing, dressing up, but don't steal the show, they say, by blocking the view of others or dancing on the seats.
In Winston-Salem, a high schooler is alive thanks to two of his classmates. The scary situation happened during an open gym at Winston-Salem Christian School. The 18-year-old basketball player, DJ, suddenly went into cardiac arrest. Two exchange students jumped in to give DJ CPR. He went in and out of consciousness several times and finally started breathing again. The students from Australia and Poland say the experience was so emotional.
I wasn't scared in the moment because I couldn't really grapple with the fact that he might die in my hands.
The three boys say they now have a special bond, and DJ's dad says his health is improving. I mean, you hear these stories all the time, and it's like the right place at the right time.
And
right?
I'd like to think that you, given those circumstances, you never know how you might react, but that you just do the right thing out of instinct.
They knew.
CPR, important to know.
Yeah.
We're headed to break. Here are the winning lottery numbers as we go, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic up next.